This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I'm still a big old think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help.
Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. 6:16, apologize for the late start. Blame the drive today. This one wasn't our fault. Even though Tucker was late, even though I was doing things right up until the last minute, today is not our fault. So feels good right there. Just go ahead and get that out of the way. Not our fault today. Had to account for some unforeseen issues with the phone call on the drive. So company man Will Stevens steps up, got everything taken care of on that front post-show. So I apologize for the late start, but it is 6:16 on your Monday evening. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Like I said, live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. We're going to go up until 8 p.m. like always. Like I said, Monday, a nice Monday, not too great outside, but also not too gray outside. Just a pretty average Monday. A little bit of rain, a little bit of thunderstorm every now and then, but you're going to get that with the summertime. Tucker, how's your day been? How's your weekend going? How is everything in your camp of the world?
Going pretty good recently. Had a nice lazy day today, which led to me being late. I'm really...
Oh, that's the usual.
I was having a good day, and it was tough to just like...
I called you at what, 1:30?
Oh, I was in bed,
asleep.
My friend. Yeah. You can tell?
Oh, yeah, okay. I can tell. Because I've had many of those phone calls as well.
Day.
I'm not hating, but I could definitely tell that I had accidentally woken you up.
No, I was awake.
That's why I sent the text first.
Whenever you texted, but I was assuredly in bed.
Because I did not care if you were at work or not. The text said, "Are you at work?" Because I have to call you, and you said, "No, I didn't care if you were at work. I was going to call you regardless. I wanted to make sure you were awake. I didn't want to awake you with a phone call."
Fair. Yeah, I wasn't. I was just I was chilling. You know, I was having a good day.
Rest
I was watching.
Rest in your eyes.
Yeah, just a little at times. I did. I took like 4 cat naps this morning. That wasn't me just sleeping till 1.
That's literally.
I woke up. My brain. It's still wired for like my day job. So I wake up at like 6:30, and then I'll go back to sleep.
I slept on and off until about 1, but that wasn't me like sleeping until 1.
No. Because there was times where I was awake. That makes it okay.
It's like saying you didn't get any sleep last night because you had to get up and pee at one point. Like, no,
right,
I was
right,
up
right.
and down. That was 2 naps.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't count. The sleeping, you know what? I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning.
Congratulations.
It was good. I'm a good person.
So did I.
A contributing person to society.
I got a little frightened last night, still not used to, you know, not being outside of the childhood home, basically.
The nest?
Yes, exactly. My wings are still malting, if you will, and so I'm not ready to fly completely, just barely getting off the ground. Last night, every now and then I'll get a night to myself at the house because my roommate has a girlfriend who has her own place, and so he'll go and stay over there.
Nice, dude.
No clue what they do over there.
Good for that guy.
I guess as long as they're not at my house, that's fine with me. But last night,
taking possession of the house.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Peed all over, like I said.
I forgot about that. Okay. Yeah. But last night.
It's probably like 1:30, 2 a.m. I just finished Ocean's 11, was about to start Ocean's 12 because I got in a mood to watch a couple heist movies. And so I was finishing that movie, and I hear we have a glass door and a door. And so I heard the glass door open, in front of the front door, and I'm panicking out of my mind. Why is it 2:30 a.m. and someone is coming into my house right now? But then I hear keys jingle, and I was like, okay, well, at least they're not breaking into my house. Like, at least they're being careful.
At least they stole the keys.
And so I went and grabbed a hammer and then hid behind.
Hammer. Yeah. Okay, I was just about to ask you what your go-to weapon was going to be. Hammer's a good choice.
I have a baseball bat in my car and I have a hammer in my room. Those are my two
hammer's
weapons
of choice.
Hammer's
good for the close.
Exactly.
You gotta, if you can get in there and, you know, fight an inside fight, mm-hmm. that hammer's winning all day.
Exactly. And you have two ends to it. It's, you,
yeah.
yeah. And it's
oh,
not
you're
a
going
ball.
Claw side.
Exactly. It's not ball bean to okay. the head. It's I'm going to remove a nail from your skull.
Nice.
But it turns out he was just coming home and forgot to text me. And so it was like 2:30 a.m. and I almost killed my
He's
got to
give you a, hey, heads up, don't well, hit me with a hammer.
No, not always, but at 2:30 a.m.
Okay,
when I'm being
late,
told
yeah.
he's not coming home.
Right.
And then he comes home in the middle of the night. It's a little frightening.
Right.
It's a little frightening.
Whenever I sometimes come home late to my apartment, I never say when I'm coming home. I think it's just like a standing, like, he'll be home at some point. So, but I do sneak in like a ninja. You know, it is my goal, because it'll be 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I've been out with friends. Mm-hmm. And it is my goal for them to have no clue when I got home. You know, some days they're like, nah, we heard you. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, some days they won't even realize. I'll come out of my bedroom. You know, I don't work the next day. I come out of my bedroom, say, like, today, 1 o'clock. And they're like, oh, you came home. I'm like, let's go.
made it back. It's
yeah,
like,
that's
you're
the
like
goal.
You're like a cat. You need a bell on you so they know where you are, because like you're
yeah.
like a
I'm
lot of people
silence, a lot I'm a real G
like lasagna
yeah
but a lot of people have cats. I'm not a big proponent of outdoor cats. I like to keep mine you know inside, but some people have outdoor cats and they just find their way home. They just walk and walk and
yeah.
walk, but every now and then they'll make sure they get to the right doorstep, and you're kind of like a cat in that way,
right? I've had a cat that's done that. We took this cat to the vet because it had just had kittens. And we took this cat to a vet that was like, we lived somewhat close to a vet, but it was still like 5 miles away.
Yeah, we'll just pretend you took it to Admiral Vet.
Yes, we did. This was years and years ago, but I don't remember. I think we did, though. But anyways, this was like 5 miles away from the house, and she just runs off at the vet. Snow on the ground.
Just took off.
There was like 6 inches
did
of snow on the ground.
Did you not have it in a cage? Were you just like... Come on.
Granted, I was young. No, I believe the cat freaked out in the cage. They were holding it, and cats did what cats did, and they got loose and took off.
Fair enough.
So we just went home. Mom was like, yep, that's tough. Cats. She's like, cats usually find their way home. And I was like, Mom, it's 5 miles in the snow. And she was like, "Yeah." A week goes by. She just comes walking up to the front door
Fair
like,
enough.
What's up? Where's my kids at? They still good? Cat's pretty cool.
It's sick. It's sick. I'm
that's
glad
me.
To hear it. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear that the cat came back.
Yeah.
My day was good.
Did you have a good whole weekend?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking.
Well, you had already kind of talked about your day a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. The morning more, rather. The kind of
right.
nighttime morning. But yeah, no. Solid weekend. Got a new bed. Dad bought me a mattress.
There you go.
We were moving mattresses, and he was like, this that you have right now, that's a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I guess. And he was like, I'm going to buy you a new one. So bought a new one, went cleaned out my childhood bedroom. This past weekend as well, out
there
in Anderson
go.
County, found. So I don't know if I ever told you this. I think I mentioned this to you because you're a big Curry fan, but
right.
I feel like a long time ago mentioned.
Rookie card?
Yeah, I had a rookie card of Stephen Curry because I used to be a big sports card collector. Every birthday, Christmas, anytime we went to Target, Walgreens, anything,
right.
you name it. I was getting like just a small little sleeve of sports cards. I always had a dollar in my pocket,
yeah.
and I was always getting at least 10 cards almost any time we walked into a place. I just
right.
love sports cards. I like keeping up with them. It helped me learn players' names. Like, that's why I'm so good with like probably 2010 to 2014's draft classes, because I would just buy all the rookie sets. And
gotcha.
So I could just memorize all of the draft classes. And I was going through them, and there's some like players that I just completely forgot existed, like a couple of New York Giants quarterbacks that they had drafted in like 2011 that just completely forgot they existed. And it was very, very fun to see that. But I found a few old cards. That Curry rookie card is one of the ones I found.
Valuable?
Drew Brees rookie card as well. So I got a little bit of pocket change coming from that. I'm going to go try to sell those within the coming weeks. But I also...
You got to get them appraised or whatever. That's how you get the most money.
Yeah, I got to go get them graded. But I'm not really that worried about it. I think I'm just going to take them to a random shop. And if they give me anything over $50 for the
Ask
five
for
cards I have...
$75,000 for the rookie Steph card.
And then just lowball them
yeah,
away.
Just be like, sir, I've had this card graded. This thing is a 10.
It's in good shape. It's
it
one
is...
of the few ones I knew was going to be valuable.
Okay.
And so like that one is in actually really good shape compared to the others.
Yeah, so you got to go high.
Mm-hmm.
Do not come in there and go, well, you know, I'd like to get $100 out of this. And he's like, oh, pfft. this idiot.
Yeah. No, I
go in there and ask for $50,000.
I had a Pete Rose rookie card, but once everything came out, I decided to burn it. I couldn't hold on to that card, and now I regret it because like
shut
it's obviously.
Up. No, you did not. Did you had no such thing.
I did do that with Aaron Hernandez rookie card when I was like 9. When everything came out.
Okay,
about
good
him,
move on
I,
that
I,
one.
I burned
yeah.
that one. Burned that one.
You
I
wasn't a Hall of Famer.
I didn't want any money off of that. I wasn't gonna. I don't want money. I don't want your blood money, Aaron. Okay, get rid of the card. But no.
Yeah.
I found a few cards. I'm gonna go get them looked at. But I also my granddad a long time ago, long time ago, had given me about 40, maybe 30 G.I. Joe comic books from the 1980s. All relatively in decent condition, so I took them to go get appraised today. Got like $30 out of it because none of them were very rare. Like he didn't. There was a reason that he had all of those and was able to go find all of those
right.
during the 80s. It's because they weren't the rare ones. So I didn't get a lot of money for that one, and they weren't in the best of shape. But still got some pocket change, some Dr. Pepper money, if you will.
There you go.
For the weekend, so that'll always be fun. But yeah, no, solid weekend, solid week, or at least hoping to get started into a solid week. Got a few stories I want to get to. Obviously, there's the news with the Green Bay Packers. We can talk a little about that, but I feel like we've spent our whole summer talking about that, and this was what was going to happen at the end of it.
At least we've got some finality.
Exactly. A last dance, if you will. There's a little 76ers news, not on the revolutionary front, but on the basketball team front, as there was a little scare with some communication issues within the team. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Also, I don't know if you saw this, if you heard about this, if you've seen this. First 100 capacity game in Neyland is obviously going to be the Bowling Green game.
Right.
There's a little brewing. Tweet now has 302 likes.
Ooh.
And 113
Ooh, this thing
retweets.
Popping off.
That's viral. That's,
is
that's,
that?
That's viral to
then
me.
Then I had a viral tweet last week.
So did I.
Okay,
let's just go
then,
with
okay.
it.
Okay. You know what?
Lower
yeah,
your standards and call ourselves viral.
Move the goalposts.
Hit on the internet.
Famous.
Viral is pretty...
Superstardom.
Yeah, so viral gets kind of touch and go right there.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, viral
checkering.
Stories haven't been that great lately.
No. Viral, I mean, it was 2020 was the most viral year of all
Big
time,
time,
though.
Big time.
But... Like I was saying, a little online movement to maybe checker Neyland for the Bowling Green game. Want to talk about that. Talk a little bit about there was some Deshaun Watson news, some Trevor Bauer news, as well as another, I don't want to say, alleged sexual misconductee as well. So three sexual misconduct stories we got to get to today as
Great.
Well. Some good.
Yeah,
time some
wholesome
some,
content
exactly
for
right
the
there.
Boys out here.
But I also got a couple of fun stories to talk about too. We do have Pink is in the news. The pop star is in the news as well. So I want to talk a little bit about that. She's in the news for doing a good
canceled?
Deed. No. She's
oh,
actually
okay.
doing a good deed. We talked about the
say,
story.
She's a good person,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Right?
No, we talked about the story a while back, and she's stepping in. So we'll talk about that story. And then you also there was. A story about five birds in England. I want to get to the story about the five parrots. You probably haven't seen this.
No.
And I'll get to that. And also, Kanye West has a new apartment. We obviously talked about how much he was charging for the event and
he
the chicken
tenders.
He looked
ridiculous at the event.
Then tweeted I for Gore about the album, which was one of the funniest tweets of all time. It's up there with Confefe that Trump tweeted out. Just I forgot about Donda. So that was very funny. So talk about that and talk about the new pricing on his new apartment. Much, much more to get to than just that. So don't go anywhere. Overtime will roll right along after this. Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, overtime here live from the Fan Run Radio studios. We've all had that dream. You know, tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Well, FanDuel Sportsbook, you get one more swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. There's a reason. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use, guys. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique, fun bet types like same-game parlays and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. Heard that right. more action out of every game day. Who doesn't want more action on game days? Like, I feel like game days are lacking action recently, especially in the
right.
Olympics, with,
yes.
with crowds being of issue. Like,
yeah,
game days are just lacking action.
And you know, you could use, you know, and FanDuel.
And get more action.
Inject some action into the action.
And when you win on FanDuel, they'll pay you pretty quickly. Your winnings will be in as little as 24 hours. It's a free throw, man. It's a free throw. And not even a Giannis free throw. It's 24 hours. It's going to be a quick one. It's
yeah.
going to be a quick
it, yeah,
way
to get
your
money. It's much easier to do this thing.
Exactly.
An easier process.
For sure. You don't have to chase anybody down.
No.
You don't have to. Like, I don't have to carry my lead pipe or my baseball bat anywhere.
Not at all.
I'm just hands-free now.
Yes.
I'm hands-free. It's all on the app. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and then sign up using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to get in on that action. It's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. You must be present in Tennessee, 21 years old or older. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. That's the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Now, Tucker.
Now for something completely different.
I love Monty Python.
It's very good stuff.
This came across my timeline, and I laughed out loud thinking it was a meme.
Okay.
I thought I came across one of my, like, I thought I was about to DM this dude, ask him to come on Overtime to be, like, a full member of our squad, because it's, like, we're a sarcastic group.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm very good at telling jokes most of the time, other than just, if I just be sarcastic. Like, that's
right.
my form of comedy,
it's a good,
and I feel like
good form.
You're pretty good at being satirical as well, and so
sure.
this guy on Twitter, I was like, oh, my goodness, this has to be satire. This has to be facetious. This has to be sarcastic. It turns out it wasn't. Didn't end up DMing him to become a member of the program because the tweet reads, first 100% capacity game, Heupel's first game at head coach of Tennessee. Recruits need to know we still love the program. I don't know about y'all, but I say it's time to hashtag Checker Nealon, hashtag TN versus Bowling Green, hashtag Go Vols, at KB Recruiting, at Mauer Era 2, at Trey Wallace, at Tyler Ivins, please retweet. And they did. They did just that. I don't know if those individual peoples did, but there were retweets, 85 retweets, 309 likes on this tweet that is apparently insanely serious about checkering Nealon. What are your thoughts for checkering Nealon for Bowling Green?
So here's let's get down to the brass tacks here, okay? How's checker Nealon went in the past? First time, Oklahoma, 2015.
Loss.
I believe.
Have we only gotten what one win?
Georgia, no. Florida, 2016.
That's what
I was saying. I was there for that one. Dub.
That.
And then all losses ever since,
I'm
right?
99.9% sure.
Just the one W.
Yeah.
I would not be opposed to just getting, you know, just rolling the ball out there and getting a freebie.
Really?
With a okay. For the record, if and this all depends on if you can fill up Nealon 102-455. If you can't, it won't look right. It won't look as good as it should. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be a perfect thing because there's going to be, you know, a few sprinkles of that dark orange Bowling Greens. But if you can sell it out, Checker Nealon looks awesome. Aesthetically, visually, looks amazing. Don't tell me it doesn't. It looks really good. It looked really good in person, and
it wasn't terrible. Like, it definitely got worse the worse our football program got.
Well,
like,
sure.
That's to be expected.
Yeah, because
you
start to, you kind of resent it mm-hmm. because, you know, it doesn't, it's a fluffy part of something that's, at best, a failure.
I would rather bring third down back.
Third down for what? Are you kidding me? No, that's more linked to Butch than anything. No, dear God. Checker Nealon looks good. I mean, even.
So does Little John in some orange.
Oh, okay.
Little John
okay.
looks good. I just want Lil Jon back. That's my main thing.
We can have Lil Jon back. I don't know. I mean, he literally only liked us because we were playing his song
years yes.
after it came
yes.
out.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Nope. That's 100% correct.
So we just need to pander
yes.
to like B-minus celebrities.
Yeah. Why not B-plus? We could go up. We're in the moving rankings. Like,
what are we getting? What song would be our third down song?
Let's change.
Like a Bruno Mars?
Sure.
Like, I don't know any Bruno Mars songs that's been popping lately. No, you
I
get
feel locked out the end
you
zone.
Get like a Doja Cat song or Are you? What are you trying to do here?
What do you
just get the stadium hype?
Yeah,
I feel like Checker Nealon.
Celebrities around us.
Checker Nealon gets the crowd hype. You know, as long as we don't suck that day and play like garbage.
Yeah, but
the
I
fans
guess.
Are going to be into it because there was a little bit of air. Granted, it was the Florida game is the one I went to. That was Checker Nealon. It's the only one I've been to.
And that was the first win in, what, 11 years?
It was pretty sick. It was pretty cool. Maybe that might have helped with the atmosphere
the
a little bit.
The only win I've ever seen from against Florida.
But it also helped that, you know, the stadium looked really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it did. It looked pretty sick. I had my white shirt on. It was pretty awesome.
It looked
great.
Like, I'm not going to pretend that Checker Nealon doesn't look phenomenal.
It does.
Especially because, like...
I would love to do it for every game. I don't know why we don't.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I would rather us just do it every game if we're going to do it
be
for
cool.
bowling
It looks
green.
Good.
Like, you either have to do it every game or you do it for a big moment and you put it into a big moment. Because I think
you could look at big moment being as in first game back, full capacity.
No,
Heupel's,
that's not a big moment.
Heupel's first game.
Bowling Green.
The season opener. Like,
okay,
these are things that are moments.
Maybe we go with Pitt. Like, the first big game of Heupel's tenure is Pitt at home this year. I haven't really paid attention to the schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe a first big home game out of conference, so it's not that much of a sting. You don't piss anybody off. Bowling Green was the worst football team in college football last year.
Okay. This has nothing to do with our opponent this time.
Extra flex on them.
It has nothing to do with it. No, it just we can. Okay,
it's not you.
Here's
it's
the
me.
Thing. No,
are
no, no.
You, are you
it's like
me
how.
With the,
hold
not
on.
You, it's
hold
argument?
On. Hold on a second. The thing is, I'm about to hit you with one. You know, when women say, you know, how we dress isn't for men; it's for us and to make us feel good.
Which is 100% true.
We don't Checker Nealon for Bowling Green. We don't Checker Nealon for Florida. We don't Checker Nealon for Georgia. We Checker Nealon for us because we like to look cute for our friends. Okay. It's about us. We feel good being checkered. And if that's what we want to do, that's what we're going to do.
Well, if you want to checker. Like, by all means.
I think it looks cool. And I've been looking at going to the Bowling Green game because, shoo, buddy, those tickets look a lot different than they did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've not been in Nealon for, you know, I did go watch us get destroyed by Alabama. That's not, Alabama game the last few years isn't like going to a football game. It doesn't feel like a football game at any point.
No,
it's never
a scrimmage.
It's never exciting.
Yeah, no, it's a mid-season scrimmage.
The outcome has already been, you know, decided before you even bought the tickets. So I want to go to a game that at least there'll be some surprises. You know, maybe we can score.
But surprises would be
maybe
bad. The surprises
not surprises.
Any such thing as a surprise unless it's holy cow, Joe Milton or someone like that is much better than we thought. But even then, you can't
opener.
Take anything from that because it's Bowling Green.
Sure, but the thing is, at least we're going to be playing an exciting brand of offense. You know, it's going to be different. The brand
of Bowling Green, we don't know.
Will
anything
I want to have fun? That's the problem. I'm not saying we're going to go out there and we're going to win titles week one.
No,
all
I'm
saying
not saying
is
that
I want to have fun.
I'm just saying you can't measure anything.
I'm not
from bowling.
I'm going to go turn my brain off and go have fun and watch a football game. That's all I'm going to do. Bowling Green almost beat us what 3-4 years ago.
Yes.
Granted, they had Dieter, did they not?
I don't know.
They had Garrett Dieter.
I was at that game. That was LP Field right before it became Nissan Stadium or vice versa, Nissan Stadium right after it became Nissan Stadium.
Yes. And, yeah, Garrett Dieter was a wide receiver, and he had like 400 yards receiving on us that
I'm
day.
Sure.
It was bad.
So maybe there's some
it
bad blood there.
Maybe our defense is bad, and this turns out to be a great ball game, and we need Checker Nealon.
That's worse.
Who cares?
If we Checker Nealon and Bowling Green isn't a game 42-34 going into the fourth quarter...
But the Checker Nealon is what pulls us through to
you
the
don't
victory.
Think we would be getting murdered on
That's
Twitter.
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
We would be getting murdered.
Yeah, who cares about Twitter? Let's go win ball games.
We do.
I don't care.
We literally, the only thing we have is Twitter.
No.
The only thing we've had for the past 20 years has been Twitter.
But if winning
from
and losing...
From Twitter's conception,
we are the only
ones who care about
think
Twitter.
About this for one second. If winning and losing was the deciding factor on us enjoying Twitter or not, all of our Twitter accounts would have been deleted
Bowling
years
Green.
Ago. Exactly. Georgia State. It was Georgia State.
Georgia State.
It doesn't matter.
Georgia
They're
State
not going to beat us.
Game.
It's okay.
Georgia State made a bowl game.
I don't know
game.
Why we're yelling.
Because I'm excited.
I forgot. Me too. Football season's here.
I hate
We've made it.
This idea.
Which? The Checker Nealon?
This idea.
Yes. It's harmless.
No, I love Checker Nealon.
Okay.
I love Checker Nealon.
Hold on. This for Bowling Green.
Wasting it.
You can do it more than
bowling.
Once.
No, you
can
can't.
Do,
you either
why?
Have to do it every game or you do it once.
No, you
it's
don't.
Like the old age-old tale of the espresso martini. I'm not a drinker, but I've heard stories. It gets you drunk and then you have a hangover and stuff like that.
Okay.
Am I correct on
sure.
that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I want to make sure I know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
it dehydrates you and then you feel
bad.
Yes,
exactly. Exactly. But the espresso martini rule, and I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but you either get three beans or you get no beans.
if you're catching my drift, in an espresso martini, they give you either three espresso beans,
okay,
which is supposed to represent like happiness, joy, or something else,
okay,
or you get no beans.
No, and there, never
and
heard
there's
of this.
There's no in between. There's okay. no in between. You either get three beans or you get no beans.
Okay.
I think you either do it once or you do it every game if you're catching my drift. Like,
Why?
I think because if you just.
It looks cool. Do it.
But you got to either do it every game or once. Like, you can't just sporadically do it every now and then.
What if you go like orange out?
Okay, yeah. Like
all
maybe
orange.
Maybe if we did some actual cool thought processes.
All white.
Like Clemson, I don't want to really hype up Clemson.
All white wouldn't be
but,
bad.
It wouldn't be bad. But,
yeah, but I like the orange. You know, I would only do orange. Like the white in the checkered kneeland is fine because it's, you know, it's offset contrasted.
But a
white
out I still think would look sick. A white,
you think
a
so?
Oh, complete white
yeah,
out?
Yeah, but the, you wouldn't. You would have to lay out shirts. Because
yeah.
I don't think you could get enough people to wear all white.
But even like
it would be too dotty.
But
splotchy.
Even like and Penn State has a little bit more history with the whiteouts, obviously.
Yeah, and I think they lay out shirts.
They do? Okay.
I
was about to say, like, you can still see dots, but it's not like it still looks phenomenal.
I think they lay out a lot of shirts.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Then maybe I'm wrong there.
Maybe they don't though. Maybe I'm wrong. They are Mormons and they're very, you
Penn
know
Penn State?
Why did I think BYU is the one going white out? Have they done a white out?
I their whole school is a white out, yeah.
Fair. Very fair. Very fair point there, Will. I'll consider that an alley-oop.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Give me the assist.
That was that was our D-Wade LeBron change.
That was great.
Right there.
I threw my arms up and walked off.
You got Zach Wilson as Jason Terry. But no, back to Clemson. I don't mean to hype up Clemson. I don't like talking about Clemson a lot because it hurts to bring up your ex. Like I used to be a Clemson fan until I came to my senses. Some would say the complete opposite of coming to your senses. But until I came to my senses and really enjoyed being a Tennessee Vol fan instead of just rooting for whatever school was good at the time. But Clemson does purple outs, orange outs,
yeah.
white outs,
a lot of
just different things like that. And
yeah.
and even if the crowd isn't completely out in all of those colors, the uniforms still
it.
Have those alternatives. Like
right.
Heupel has talked about doing alternative
yes.
uniforms.
Which why
I
think
hate.
Doing checker kneeland is good. Kids
exactly.
Recruits
exactly.
like that stuff.
No,
a lot.
I'm not saying they don't. But I'm saying I don't think anybody A cares about the Bowling Green game. I also don't think I don't think you need checker kneeland to prove to recruits that we care about Tennessee football, especially against Bowling Green. Again, like it is still Bowling Green. It does take it down a notch. But I think if introduce some alternative uniforms, introduce some alternative ideas, have a checker kneeland day, yes. But you either go do it once or every day, or do one checker kneeland, one orange out, one white out. Maybe one blackout when we have the black uniforms. Do some different ideas like that and mix them all in together and only do those on big games. They're, like Clemson never waste a purple out on South Carolina State when they come into play. They'll do it on North Carolina State. They'll do it on Wake Forest, some pretty bad ACC schools, but they will never do it on an FCS or a FBS 2A type school. Like you just don't waste the pageantry for those games. I think it is a waste of pageantry, but we're up against it, got heated, lost track of time. We're already a little running off the clock, a little behind and everywhere. So hit a quick break, come back real quick, do a quick segment to end hour one. Don't go anywhere. Overtime will continue to roll right along. Fandon Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, overtime rolling right along live from the Fandon Radio studios. Quick segment real quick. Are you okay? I think I made you mad.
No, I'm fine.
Tucker's just
I'm
in here
fine.
Getting,
no, I'm fine.
Just lopping all Slovenians together. Just,
I did.
Just thought every Slovenian looks like.
Okay,
to you,
okay.
Tucker?
The 11s on the uniforms have a little hook on the top to the left, so they kind of look like 77. I was wondering why Luka looked so skinny. That's not Luka.
He's easily 30 pounds heavier.
I'm aware, but I couldn't see Luka on the screen for comparison, okay? My bad. For anyone wondering, we're watching the Olympics. Slovenia is playing
a rerun
Argentina.
Too.
It's a rerun.
Luka Doncic ends up dropping 40. I've seen this episode before.
Yeah, it's a rerun.
Speaking of the Olympics, though, did you see the all-time flex that the Tennessee Athletics Twitter put out today? Or maybe not today. I think it was this past weekend.
No.
The 23rd, so 3 days ago.
Yeah, how many Olympians do we have? Probably a few. We always have, like, a decent crop.
A couple softball players, a couple swimmers. I'm not real sure, and I don't
right.
have that in front of me. But I do have I'll just read the tweet. Tennessee's gold medal count. Just Tennessee.
In this Olympics?
No, just all time, I believe.
Okay.
Is more than 115 countries participating in the Olympics.
Shoo!
Others participating, including Greece,
a lot of sprinters.
Brazil, and Jamaica. We have more gold medals
wow.
than 115 participating countries. That's a flex for the ages right there. 39 gold medals for the vaults, 13 silvers, and 10 bronze, 62 total medals, and I don't think that includes the ones that have been won by some vols so far.
That is...
It's a flex.
Kind of insane. I mean, what is his name? I don't know if he's golded yet. The sprinter was recently in UT. I mean, since I've graduated high school into UT. Coleman, Christian Coleman. Is he still sprinting?
You
don't know who Christian Coleman is?
I know there's Justin Coleman and Christian Coleman. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Christian
one of
Coleman.
Them was a football player turned sprinter as well, I believe. But I'm not a big Olympic guy. I'm not a big track and field guy. If your sport doesn't involve a ball, I'm out on it. That's why I like shot put. Shot put's the only Olympic sport I'll watch because it has a ball.
There's plenty of Olympic sports with a ball.
Yeah, yeah. Like I love beach volleyball. Specifically men's. I like the
men's
the
beach volleyball.
I like the athletes more
yep.
than I like the bikinis.
Okay.
But
I watched regular like indoor volleyball today, men's.
It's okay. I prefer beach just because it's a little harder. Like I understand the challenge that is beach volleyball. I've barely played any indoor volleyball, but I've balled out my fair share of beach volleyball courts. I was good friends with a lot of the volleyball girls, and so
right.
just very easy flirt tactic. Because yeah, I'll let you beat me in beach volleyball, and then just absolutely dominate. I was told I would be a good volleyball player.
Yeah, you're lanky. You could, you'd be able to spike it.
I got
well.
A good vert too, but it's like
probably
the closest travel league to here costs like $5,000 just to get a tryout, and I was not dropping $5,000 to be told I'm not good
what?
Enough to make the team.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Could you? How many Tennessee Olympic gold medalists do you think you can name?
Oh, barely any. Maybe none.
Barely any?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm real bad with.
Think of basketball players.
Oh, okay. Well, you obviously Tennessee.
Tennessee, just University of Tennessee.
Oh no.
I will tell you, one got a gold medal in 1976, and one got a gold medal in 2000.
Oh, so it's Bernie and Ernie, or one of them is Bernie, or is one of them Ernie?
Ernie.
Okay, Ernie.
Ernie got it in 1976.
And then you said one in 2000.
2000, another huge big name, but a historical name that we didn't watch, but that you know.
Historical name that we didn't watch.
Name of a city.
That I know. Name of a city.
A west city. A western. Midwestern. Midwestern southern.
Is it a Texas city?
It might be.
Now I feel like an idiot.
It's Allen Houston.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I was about to say Houston, but I was racking my brain. I was like, there's no... Houston Kress won an Olympic gold medal.
He did, yeah. Yeah, he graduated from UT and then went on to play in the NBA and went to the
and
Olympics.
And came back.
Candace Parker has a gold medal.
Okay.
Kara Lawson... Tamika Catchings.
A lot of basketball.
Justin Gatlin. You know Justin Gatlin, right?
Yeah, he's a track star. Right?
Always right there beside Usain Bolt.
I think that's who I'm thinking of when I said Justin Coleman.
Yes. Yeah, because a lot of times they were running side by side. Christian Coleman and Justin Gatlin.
A lot of the things.
Both went to
like
UT. Pretty cool.
Watching as an 8-year-old and just merging all the words
right.
together. Like that's how
yeah, that's fair.
That's how I came up with the idea of football on a boat because I had watched like an advertisement where they pretended to play football on a boat, and I just pretended that that was real life. Like a lot of those things, when I'm a kid, I just make up and then go with for the rest of my life. The thing I want to talk about, though, real quick, as we're about to hit this break, did you see the question that JaVale McGee got asked? It was like his first press conference as a member of Team USA Basketball.
I think I have. They asked him something really weird.
Yes,
I remember. Should I just go ahead and
turn the volume up and play the video?
Yeah, I've not actually even heard it.
Here,
if you think it'll play.
I hope.
Probably not.
Hey, JaVale, welcome aboard.
That's coming through.
I'm not sure. I can't tell.
Is your mom still with us?
Is my mom alive? Yeah, she's still alive.
I didn't.
That's a weird question to ask somebody.
What? He just asked if she was alive.
Just asked if his mom's alive. I don't know what the follow-up question to that was.
It doesn't really matter, right?
If he was
you
gonna
can
like,
Google
do you,
that.
Do you brag about that to the other teammates? Like anybody whose mom's dead, you just go, ha-ha, like my mom's still alive? Like,
wow, nerd.
Does it suck to have your mama joke still on the table for you? Because like
maybe he had a something to do with like a question to do with motherhood.
Maybe
something.
Maybe
being a mom or what's it like.
Maybe he's maybe asking about all the sex he's gonna have in the Olympic Village. Like, do you plan on making any moms this weekend or something like that? But like we can all see the bright in a dark situation, right?
Right.
Like. Yes, it would suck if someone's mom passed away, but no more your mama jokes ever again. Like, those are off the table.
Right.
It would be insensitive to say those.
Yes.
So there is a bright side to everything. Speaking of a bright side to everything, overtime is ending for the first hour. We'll be back right after this. Overtime, Fandor and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Just having a Monday.
Live from the Fandor and Radio studios. My tummy started hurting. Sorry. It made me freeze up a little bit.
That happens sometimes.
We'll get through it. We'll get through it. Power through, perseverance. You know,
we
how
are
goes.
Athletes.
Warriors, as they say. Warriors.
Some are saying that.
Yes, some are saying that. No, I was talking about during the breaks, I was kind of talking about my new place. I enjoy it. Like, it's okay. Like, it's not the greatest.
Yeah.
It's no Mercedes Superdome. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing crazy. But
okay.
Shout out Kanye West, who is living in the Mercedes Superdome.
He's living there?
Kanye West is now living at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as he completes work on new album Donda. Or Donda. Is it Donde or Donda?
I'm gonna go with Donde.
Donde?
Because it kind of rhymes with Kanye, and that's. You know, that's really my logical thinking, you know? Donde, Kanye. I feel like that's...
Kanye's mom was like, okay, so I'm going to name him something that rhymes with my name, and he'll be a rapper.
Yeah.
Just if he's born rhyming.
Is it supposed to be his mom's name?
Yes, it is. No, it's not supposed to be. It is his mom's name.
Okay, well, I did not know his mother's name.
It's... yeah.
Then you don't know how to say... You're going to get mad at me for not knowing what his mother's name is, but you know
you
how
said,
it's spelled.
Is that supposed to be his mom's name?
I didn't. Well,
that sounded like that's not a name that his mom could have.
I wasn't saying it like that.
Like you're
I just didn't know.
His mom.
I was just saying, oh, the album is named after his mother. Is how my brain was interpreting what I was saying.
Yeah, it's.
I did not know that.
It's like a rapper.
He's been
like,
working on this album forever.
Yeah. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, and he will continue to work on it.
I feel like it's just not
going to
be good.
Of the it's not going to be. Inside, I don't know if you saw heard the teaser from the.
Yeah, what have people said from the listening party?
I've seen good things, but I mean, if you're going to a Kanye West listening party and paying $50 for chicken tenders,
you're
probably
rich.
Only going to say good things about Kanye West.
Right.
That being said, like I'm not the biggest Kanye fan. Like, I do enjoy Kanye's music. Like, don't get me wrong. Has some bangers. Like, that Heartbreaker album really just captured 12-year-old me and all of my heartbreaks of, like, holding hands and then the next day she not even knowing I exist. Like, that hurt.
That's tough.
So that Heartbreaker album was really...
It was made for the fifth graders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It got me through some tough times. But I'm not the biggest Kanye fan.
I like Kanye.
I don't listen to every single drop. I refuse to buy any Yeezy merch with holes in it for thousands of dollars on end.
Right. That's a little stupid.
But the clip that came out of the Jay-Z verse, if that is going to be any indication of the album, I'm out on it. Like,
was it bad?
Everyone was, oh my God, Jay-Z recorded this verse at 4 p.m.? Like, okay, that's impressive that he recorded a verse at 4 p.m. and
it
came out at 6 p.m.
Oh.
But you should probably, I don't know, put a little bit more work in it because it was not a good verse. Like, one of the big bars that jumped out at me that everyone was like, oh my God, how could he think of this? How could this even come to a normal human being's brain? He is such a weird brain. I love the way his brain works. He said, made in the image of God, that's a selfie, trying to rhyme. And it just didn't rhyme. I don't even remember the other words, but it just did not work. The rhyme scheme did not fit. Like it was,
I don't know. Made in the image of God, that's a selfie. It's kind of hard.
It's a hard line.
He's calling himself God.
If it fit, but it did not fit
okay.
at all. It was atrocious.
Yeah, you ragging on it just now didn't do it service, because you know it doesn't have anything to rhyme with.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll look up the lyrics here in a second. But,
okay.
Kanye has apparently moved into Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta to complete his work on his newest album.
Do you know where in the stadium he is?
No.
Like, is he just like
no
laid
idea.
Up on the 50-yard line, chilling in a tent?
See, I think
that'd
think
be cool.
I like to think that he's like he's treating it like the Baker Mayfield Progressive commercials.
Yeah. Where he's down like in the bowels of the stadium
exactly,
and he sleeps,
exactly.
But he's got to take care of it.
Yeah.
I like that.
But he was at like a soccer match this past weekend. The Atlanta United had a soccer match.
He's just hanging
and
out
it's one
there.
Of the funniest pictures. He's wearing his pantyhose ski mask.
It's weird.
And it's just like all like just like basically soccer moms
regular
watching
people.
This game, and then just Kanye in a very fat leather red jacket and a ski mask on, and it's a
it was like 90 degrees in Atlanta that
it
day.
Looks like the put the money in the bag from SpongeBob.
He does,
he's facing
yeah.
the wrong direction.
Yeah, and he's got like a vibes. Thick pantyhose on his face, like it's kind of like squishing his face really hard.
Yes, yeah.
You know? Or either that or his face is kind of, you know, puffed up a little bit, you know, in album mode. I don't
Perhaps.
Know. I don't know how his, you know, maybe his sodium levels are a little high. He doesn't look good. I'm going to be straight with you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you being straight with me as opposed to not being straight with me. I'm trying to find the
lyric.
Yeah, I cannot
find
him.
That's okay. Yeah, it's an unreleased song, is it not?
It is.
Yeah,
but
you're not gonna be able to find
it. It went viral. It went viral.
You're
Hold
not
on.
Gonna be able to find.
I'll
one.
Be able to find it.
The lyric.
Jay-Z.
The one thing I will say about Kanye albums, if we're just gonna kind of just casually chat about, you know, Kanye West.
Of course not.
They definitely get better with time. Like every time a Kanye album releases. That first listen through, I'm always kind of like...
It's because he puts so much pressure on the drop. He hypes
yeah,
the
no,
drop
he does
up so much.
Big time, yeah.
And then, no pun intended, drops the ball. And then it gets everyone's emotions high, then gets them pissed off, and then they listen to his album in a bad mood. It's like texting
yeah.
your dad right after he comes home from a long day of... Or like asking your dad to do something right after a long day's work. Like, they're not going to be in a good mood when you ask them that. Like, fans are not going to be in a good mood when you put them on wait for years on years, then tease it, then say never mind, then tease it, then say never mind, then it comes out. When they're pissed off, they're not going to want to listen to it.
Yeah,
like,
you've,
that's
made
just how
it you've made it seem like it's going to be the best album of all time and it's super, you know, overhyped. And then, you know, you listen to it and you're like, well, this is okay. You know, this is all right. And then you kind of, I normally have to like shelf it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go back and listen to it maybe, you know, 2-3 weeks later and you kind of have a different viewpoint. And you're like, okay. Yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah, no, I've never been a big listen on drop date night.
I am.
Yeah,
like, I do. Like, but with Kanye, it's different. He always overhypes his stuff.
Yeah.
But mostly, I can listen to on drop night and just be very, very happy.
Oh no!
Like Yeezus, going back and listen to Yeezus now, it's like, wow, this album is amazing.
Oh, what's
but
the,
when Yeezus dropped, I thought it was trash.
Is it Ye? The one that has is I'm bipolar, but I love it or whatever is the album title or
yes,
cover?
That was Ye.
That I love that album. Hated it when it came out.
Hated
loved
that when
that
it
album.
Came out.
I thought about Killing You is one of my favorite songs at the moment right now. It's a fantastic, even if the song isn't great, the idea behind it is, I don't want to say beautiful because it's a dark idea, but the
right.
idea of I think we can all agree, we've all thought about killing somebody before. Maybe I'm dry snitching on myself and I'll have
yeah,
someone knocking
on my
door.
Yeah, earlier you said you didn't want to check your Neyland. I thought about it.
Yeah, like when Russ comes out and calls me the poopingest man at Fan Run Radio, I think about killing him.
Yeah, as you should.
Exactly.
But when you're the poopingest man at Fan Run, he thinks about killing you.
Exactly.
It's a normal part of life. I'm going to kill that
I
kid.
I want to kill Will. Exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly what he
exactly.
thinks.
Exactly. No, I can't find the lyrics, but I'll play the verse for you later. But yeah, I mean, living at Mercy, is there a stadium you would want to live at, or would you rather have an apartment?
Arrowhead, as much as I would love to live there, would be a little rough most of the year. It gets really cold in Kansas City in the winter.
Do you think they forgot to leave the heat on one night on accident? Like, oh, I forgot Kanye's here.
In Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they've got to have the heat on.
Or more rather, the AC.
The AC?
My apologies.
You
know what I meant.
Right. I'm...
Jerk.
Is he just like hiding? Or is this like, is he paying rent?
That's what I want to know.
You know, like, or if you're famous, can you just be like, hey, I'm going to live here. And they're like, well, you know, you being here, if, you know, people think they come to the games, they're going to see Kanye.
Well, see, I'm intrigued to see if, like,
with
all the political stuff, and I don't mean to get too political in this sense, but, I'm surprised he hasn't moved it to Colorado yet. Like I don't understand why he's still in Atlanta. Like, if you would follow the lead of everybody, you would just take your talent to Colorado. Like, go stay in the Colorado Stadium and in the Mile High Stadium, whatever the Bronco Stadium is.
Yes.
And, instead of Atlanta, like, you can't support Atlanta right now. That was a voting rights joke.
That's fair. Yeah, no, it's not right. I've eventually got around to it, but I was like, who got traded or who left?
It wasn't a good joke.
I was like, no, LeBron left Cleveland. And then
the MLB was the one who left.
No, I get it. Yeah, made me very mad. I wish the All-Star game was still there. But I must be nice to be able to just go, hey, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, no, that would be sick.
And they're like, well, all right, okay. And then you go to your boss and you're like, hey, Kanye, he said he's going to stay here. And the boss is like, what?
So
he's like, yeah.
The new release date is 3 days after our 1 year anniversary. Happy early anniversary, Tucker. Are you getting me anything?
You know the day? What day is it?
You don't know the day?
Dude, no. No, I don't.
I know it right down to the hour.
6 o'clock? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Probably like 6:05.
Yeah, 6:15.
Yeah, probably. But like today?
No, guess. Because the new date is on my mom's birthday. Shout out, Mom. Thanks for being born. But
I'm going to go like August 13th.
I said it's 3 days after our 1 year anniversary, and it's August 6th. So.
Okay.
So
it's August 9th.
There you go.
Okay.
The release date is August 6th. I want to take do you think it's going to come out on August 6th?
Wait. You said the release is 3 days after?
The release is 3 days after, and the release is on August 6th. I thought you were being sarcastic with the 9th. It's the 3rd. Okay. Our 1 year anniversary is the 3rd. I feel like a wife right now. I'm a little upset.
Dude,
you better bring me flowers and chocolates.
I'm not.
I'm going to be livid.
I won't.
With all the things I've given
you. What are we
going to
do?
I've given you a hat and a shirt.
You did. I've done plenty of things for you.
What? That's a good point. Good point. You did give me a ride to the game, so
I did
I
do
that.
Appreciate I
that.
Secured the tickets.
If not, I mean, it was on bald tires, but we'll forget about that. We forgive and forget.
I think they were still, they're still good to this day.
They were 1,000%.
They're still fine right now.
Just like they might have been receding at that point,
no,
but that's really
it. No, they were still fine.
But do you think it comes out on August 6th, or do you think we're going to get another bump back?
Dude, I... Probably not. The good thing is I'm not very hyped about this one.
If you were a betting man.
If I was a betting man, I would put it on no. It's not going to drop.
See, that's what I'm doing.
I mean, he's living at an in Mercedes-Benz Stadium right now. Yeah. That is not a great work environment. No. There's a soccer game breaking out every other day.
Yeah, there's training camp
down. How are you going to focus, yay? Go home. Go to the ranch. Make this album.
I do hope,
then relax.
I do hope we get a Matty Ice and an Arthur Smith verse on the new album, though.
That would be pretty cool.
Like, you just have an album called Falcon and just let...
Yeah, like Julio Jones. Oh, wait.
I don't know if that... Would
I was just trying to...
Oh, I thought you were trying to take a shot at me.
I was actually throwing you an oop.
He's on the Titans.
Like, yep, there you go. You did it. You did the thing I wanted you to say.
No, I thought you were trying to take a shot at me. At first, I was like, I don't know what you're talking... Like, we made the play.
I was trying to be a good friend. It's close to our anniversary, Will. I'm trying to get some brownie points.
Yeah, you're trying to make up for
it. I was letting you say that Julio Jones is a Titan.
I got you.
You don't get those options very often.
No, I got you. No, maybe get... I don't think I know Calvin Ridley. Maybe get him on
a verse.
Can you name another Falcons player?
Ho Young Cho. What's his name?
Young Hoku.
Young Hoku. Yeah. The kicker.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit more worried about his Jeep right now. Not even the Jeep, just the cleats. He wants his cleats back.
His Jeep got stolen in Atlanta.
But no, that was the Twitter world was very funny because I never did it because I knew it wouldn't have gone viral or anything. But everyone was feeling the same way. It was one of the more satisfying internal "I told you so" moments. Just watching everyone get super hyped, seeing all the reports of a listening party, seeing the reports of it when it's dropping, and having that one random guy—I think his name's Justin or something—be the hype up man for it. And I was just sitting there going, "There's no way in hell this is coming out on time."
Yeah,
like they did the Nike commercial or the Beats commercial with Shakari Richardson, and put the release date on there. I was like, "There's just no way in hell." Or heaven, for that matter, that this album is coming out on time. And so when it didn't come out, it was a great internal "I told you so" feeling.
Well, it's not. I mean, he has had listening parties before, and then it came out like a week later.
Yeah, but I just knew it. Like I just knew it wasn't coming.
Feel it.
I never tweeted it, but because it wasn't gone viral. Like, that's just me being a hater.
This is very similar to the life of Pablo, though. But after once he finally had the listening party,
what happened
it came
to Pablo?
Out. The album, "The Life of Pablo."
Oh, my bad. I thought you were making like an allegorical reference.
I don't know of a Pablo who can relate.
Very similar to my friend Pob. He just I thought you were just going to go on a rant.
Yeah, my buddy P. No, The Life of Pablo. I remember I was like a senior in high school, so that's like the first time I ever got really, really hyped for like an album dropping, mm-hmm. and it was just chaos. He did this. But exactly. when he finally had the listening party, you know, the picture of Kanye with his hands up, mm-hmm. same listening party, and then it came out like very soon after. Mm-hmm. So maybe it does come out. I don't know. We'll see.
Fair enough.
It'll be about that window. It'll be about a week.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of pop stars, Pink told you she was in the news.
Yes.
What's your favorite Pink song?
I'm actually trying to I know of a few, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. Let me search up Pink on Spotify.
You don't know a single Pink song?
I don't know. I'm...
Disrespect.
Oh, wow. You search her full name, and she doesn't come up on... There's...
Funhouse is my favorite.
There's bigger artists with that name, let me tell you. Oh, it's an exclamation point. That's why Floyd? I didn't pull up. Yeah, Floyd popped up. Yeah. Old Floyd. I think
Funhouse is my favorite one.
So what? That's one popping up. That's one. Yeah, that's one I recognize.
I'm a rock star.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's one mom would play while I was in the car with her.
It's a banger. My sister was a big Pink girl.
Yeah, my mom, like pretty much riding in the car with my mother it exposed me to any like female oriented.
Yeah,
you
were riding in the car and you saw all the Pink. Like, that makes sense.
Yes,
just looking at Pink. But pop singer Pink supports Norwegian women's beach handball team. As they protest over fines for, quote-unquote, very sexist uniform rules. I think we mentioned this story on air real quick, but I didn't talk about it a lot. The Norwegians' women's beach handball, which sounds like the best sport ever invented.
Beach handball.
Handball, but with a beach in it. Like, that sounds sick.
Okay.
I don't think it's a Olympic sport. Yeah, it's going to be under consideration for its debut in 2024. But, however, it is still international sport and still having competition this year because it was supposed to happen last year with the Olympics as well.
Right.
So it's not an Olympic sport, but it's still going hand in hand. And Pink took to Twitter this past weekend to commend the Norwegian team for protesting very sexist rules about their uniform by wearing shorts instead of bikini bottoms.
Mm.
And offered to pay their fines, as the Norwegian team last week was fined about $1,768. That's a conversion from 1,500 euros for donning quote-unquote improper clothing during the bronze medal match against Spain in 2021's European Beach Handball Championships, according to a statement from the Handball Association Disciplinary Commission. The rule was you have to wear bikini bottoms, and they decided that they wanted to wear shorts, and so they were fined for wearing shorts instead of wearing bikini bottoms. So Pink took to Twitter and said, "I'm very proud of the Norwegian female beach handball team for protesting the very sexist rules about their quote-unquote uniform. The European Handball Federation should be fined for sexism. Good on y'all, ladies. I'll be happy to pay your fines for you. Keep it up."
Yeah, I would not want to play volleyball in my underwear.
Nope.
Or in a Speedo.
Would not sound fun at all.
No. A lot of sand.
Yeah,
sand
you can't expose your crevices to sand like that.
God, no. It's. I mean, you got to have like the really tight compression shorts to go to the beach. You know,
mm-hmm.
that for me to be comfortable at the beach, that you gotta have it locked down. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta batten down the hatches to now, play in a bikini bottom, like a high intensity sport like volleyball,
beach handball.
Why was I thinking? It's the only other beach sport I can think of. Beach handball. You're sprinting and running around and diving and. Let me wear shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
That's weird. There really seems to be no competitive reason for
it.
And
if we'll be completely fair, if this is. Because, this is a sexist rule. If any guys changed into pants from shorts, I would be very surprised, A, that they changed from pants to shorts.
Yeah, but they're just wearing shorts.
Exactly. But there's no. They're not being forced to wear boxers. You know what I mean? They're not being forced
to
wear
Speedos.
Swim trunks. Yeah, Speedos, exactly. But on the other hand, if you want the rule to stay in place, you wanted them to wear bikini bottoms, and my question would be why? Is it for the cheekage? You're trying to stare at the cheeks? Are you trying to get a look at the front end? Like, you're just trying to check these females out? It's not like they changed into like baggy 90-inch inseam shorts that like they didn't change into JNCOs. They put spandex on. So like if you want to like be checking these females out and be sexist in that manner, you can still get just a good look at any of the curves you want without them having to wear a bikini bottom. Like if I'm going to be just completely frank about it. Like,
but it's not about that.
Then what's it about? Why would the Norwegian, like, why would the European handball team come down so strong about it?
No, I'm saying, no, I'm not saying that they, no, I'm just saying the sport isn't about that, about looking at them.
I got you.
They should be able to wear whatever they want.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
You shouldn't, you know, the whole point of a sport, you shouldn't be checking out the ladies.
The Norwegian Handball Federation president, Care Gare Leo, told NBC,
Care Bear?
Care Gare.
Oh, I thought Leo, he was giving out love.
Told NBC News that the Norwegian team had petitioned from the start of the tournament to wear shorts. So it wasn't like they just made this very, very, is it brash, quick decision?
Yes.
To just change instantly. But prompting the European Handball Federation to threaten the team with a fine or disqualification. And that's when they got pissed off and decided, you know what, we're already in third place match. There's no reason to not stick it to the man, to flip a middle finger. Quote, it's not appropriate for clothing, or it's not appropriate clothing for the activity when they are playing in the sand. The women's team trains and competes in, quote, what they want, like the boys, at home in Norway. But it's subject to the International Handball Federation's clothing rule when playing abroad, Leo said. Pink isn't the first public figure to address the uniform disparity, with tennis icon Billie Jean King tweeting, the sexualization of women's athletes must be stopped. And that's where I was going with my sarcasm earlier. Like,
yes.
And I agree with you on your sentiment. Like, they're athletes. Stop looking at their ass for 5 seconds.
It's weird.
Like, I just do not get it.
It's weird.
Do not get it. I do not get it.
Come on, guys. You're better than this.
Like, we can all appreciate things.
You're better than this.
I stare at guys' asses all the time during baseball
season. Kyle Lowry.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, think.
Do not even get me started on
Come
Kyle
on.
Lowry. You might have to turn my mic off. I might get a little excited over here about Kyle Lowry. You know what I mean? Like, Kyle Lowry double-cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon in the Raptors' home court. Like that. That
sells most of tickets in Toronto.
That's a sight.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, he's an athlete.
And you don't see Adam Silver.
He's not an athlete.
You don't see
He's not an athlete, people.
You don't see Adam Silver going, you know what, Kyle, I'm gonna have to ask you to wear a G-string during this game. I'm going to have to go ahead and just ask you. I understand the concern.
I get it.
But just think about the views. Like just think. We're struggling for ratings right now. Like, Clay Travis is killing us on the ratings end right now.
We got to sell tickets, Kyle. Do you hear me? No, all right. Get that dumb truck out there. Let's win this.
Weren't they playing in Tampa Bay for a little bit this season?
I bet, yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm sure one of the strip clubs in Tampa Bay has a G-string you can borrow for
the
game.
Yeah, the Space Odyssey
exactly.
One with the UFO on top. That's
area,
he has a part-time job
area
over there.
5.1 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of the club. Well, yeah. That's it. Okay, you get it. All right. Yeah.
I mean, stop sexualizing females.
It's
who
weird.
Don't deserve
it's a little
stop
weird.
Sexualizing females in, at a whole. Stop, like,
yeah.
Stop being so horny.
Just, you know.
Like, I'm a 19-year-old kid.
Get a hold of yourself.
If I, a 19-year-old man going through the stages of puberty, yes, a little late, and the stages of hormones, can say, stop being so horny, I think y'all might be a little bit too horny.
That's
you
the real
I mean?
Pandemic. Like, you guys thought coronavirus was real bad. Not the horniness in the world today. You guys got to get a hold. Look in the mirror. Get a hold of yourself.
It's too many boners
go
going
out,
on.
Go outside. Get some fresh air. You know, go see some trees. Put your feet on some grass. And just get a hold of yourself. Stop it.
Maybe
get some help.
Start sexualizing guys. Like, that could be a
do
thing. I wouldn't hate that.
Do whatever you
that
want.
That would be fun. I think it would be very funny instead of, like, just tweeting about the sport, just be like, I mean, did you see Tom Brady's ass? man, oh
Tom
man.
Tom doesn't have one.
It's a good point. It's
he
a good
doesn't
point.
Have one. He's a vegan.
Yeah, he's spending too much time sitting on floats.
Tom's not thick.
More overtime next. Overtime, Fan on Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Tucker forgot what the word no was during the break. Just that.
It's funnier to do it my way.
Such a company, man. Oh. No is not even in his vernacular. Sorry. Now
there's
I'm watching,
a lot going on.
Now I'm watching the Olympics. And
we're having a day.
Luca just ran somebody over and then turned around to the ref and said, yeah, good call. That was a charge. That,
yeah, no, it was like a straight up charge.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, no, give him the thumbs up. That one's on me. We'll go back down to defense.
He just put his shoulder directly through a guy standing still. It was a good looking charge, though.
Oh, I mean, that's the type of charge you got to have.
You know, international basketball, it's a tough brand. You know, the NBA players are struggling.
If you want a foul call, you got to go get a foul call.
You have to. You got to.
Regardless, like.
You have to commit the foul.
Regardless of what you want to say, Luke is a stat patter. He wants all five of those fouls he can have.
He wants
he doesn't want
numbers.
That sixth one, yeah. But that fifth one, I'll take.
If you add up the numbers at the end of his stat line, he wants it to be as high
as
possible.
Exactly. You got to have those averages up there.
Yes.
You got to have those averages up there. But overtime live, Fan Hit Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Hour two is rolling right along.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this story, but this story reminded me
of me.
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Just of.
Is it something extremely cool and funny and handsome?
Short man who described as very smelly. Notice with a terrible beard.
Shows up late.
No, it just reminded me of just like kind of us, but mainly just like friend groups that kind of pollute other friend groups, if that makes sense. Like you ever had one person in your friend group start doing something and then your whole friend group starts doing it and then a couple other friend groups in your school start doing it, like nicknames or just a way of speaking or something like that.
Sure.
These five parrots have reminded me of those types of friend groups as five parrots have been separated at a British zoo after encouraging each other to curse profusely at guests.
That's cool. Okay. So it was just like, a cycle. One would say one, then the other, and then they constantly said curse words.
A British wildlife sanctuary has been forced to separate five parrots who wouldn't stop swearing at visitors. Keepers say the birds encouraged each other to keep cursing and had to be moved from the main outdoor aviary. Billy, Eric, Tyson, Jade, and Elise. Those sound like some troublemakers.
They're cool. Yeah, they're cool. They're the cool kids at the zoo.
Were removed from the view this week.
Who's teaching the birds?
I mean, anybody can teach birds.
Probably the guests.
It's also Britain. Like, it's also England.
Yeah, they sling those curse words out there.
Exactly. I'm sure like some of those zookeepers were just saying those things to
the
birds.
And,
just
if the people, the guests, could hear the birds,
the birds could hear
the guests. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, yeah, if you took 17-year-old me to a zoo where a parrot could hear me, I'd teach you some words.
Oh, I did zoo camp for 5 years. We got to go behind the scenes at the bird show of Zoo Knoxville. Got to talk to the birds and the pig. It was pretty sick.
You got to talk to the pig?
Yeah, you know.
Did it say anything back?
No. That was one of the joke was they always have always the same joke. It was never good. But they would go, oh, and we do have one thing that no one's ever seen. A flying pig, and then they would just bring a pig out with those little angel wings on it, and it was very cute. It was
wow.
Very cute.
Okay.
Very cute. So I got to hang out with that pig.
Flying pigs.
But the Associated Press reports that Billy, Eric, Jade, Tyson, and Elise were removed from the view this week. They recently joined Lincolnshire's Wildlife Center colony of 200 African gray parrots in August and were put in quarantine together and quickly overwhelmed the staff with their naughty language. Apparently, they came in. Oh, apparently.
Apparently.
Boom. Live workshopping.
Yeah, they need to edit that article.
Exactly. We are quite used to parrot swearing, but we've never had five at the same time.
That would be. I hope they videoed it.
Chief executive Steve Nichols told AP, quote, most parrots clam up outside. For some reason, these five relish in it. According to Nichols, none of the zoo's visitors complained about the parrots, and most of them found it amusing. Again, it's England.
Funny. Why'd they take them away? I'd pay extra to see the five cursing parrots.
Apparently, one visitor said, when a parrot tells you bleep off, it amuses people very highly.
Yeah.
He said,
I would get a kick out of
it. It brought a big smile to a really hard year.
Yeah, don't take away the parrots.
Still keepers, though, thought it would be best to keep them away from children so not to ruffle any feathers. They were separated and moved to various different areas of the wildlife center, so they were unable to provoke each other. Nichols told BBC that the parrots, quote, swear to trigger reaction or a response, so seeing people shocked or laughing only encourages the birds to curse more. Quote, with the five, one would swear, and then another bird would laugh, and that would carry on, he said.
Oh, Lord.
This is literally just a group of high schoolers. Like, this is literally...
Yeah, they're just having a good time.
Me and my buddies, Jade, Tyson, Elise, and Billy, all hanging out on a weekend, just cursing up a storm. Like, that's just this. Quote,
eating candy cigarettes out back of school.
Exactly. This is my favorite. This one is where, like, I saw the headline. It made me laugh. I read it. It was making me chuckle a little bit. Some nose exhales. This is the one line out of the article. There's always one line in an article that I choose to read on air that just just makes me laugh out loud, like the Garth Brooks one, this one.
Right.
Quote, "I'm hoping they learn different words within colonies," Nichols added. "But if they teach the others bad language and I end up with 250 swearing birds, I don't know what we'll do."
Oh, you'll print money is what you'll do. You'll put them in a concert, put them on stage. People can pay $25 a head to go watch 25 birds curse for an hour.
It would. A very, very, very funny.
That's the best.
Article.
You gotta. You can't just teach them like the standard, like probably like 7 or 8 swear words.
Yeah, the George Carlin bit.
You gotta get them to say like the stupid kid swear words too. Like mix those in, and then boom, they hit you with a hard hitter. Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty funny. Mm-hmm. You gotta get these birds some stage presence, and it could be like one of those carnival things with like go in here where there's a 3-headed snake, and you go in there and it's.
I'm just worried about one of these birds getting canceled, because what happens if they get taught a slur? Like they don't.
Well, the bird doesn't know. I think it's okay.
But
They'll just try to unteach it.
I think the woke crowd has proved that they don't want you to learn from their mistakes. They just want you gone.
Don't let them kill the bird. Don't let the woke people euthanize a poor bird that got taught something offensive.
But the swearing parrots aren't the only main attraction at this wildlife center, as the wildlife center also has another famous bird. I don't know if
Does
you saw this
talk?
Video, but last month it sings. Oh. Last month, this parrot, a parrot at the zoo named Chico, went viral for singing Beyonce's If I Were a Boy. And it was a very good rendition.
Is it good?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not on key.
It's on. No, it sounds like a parrot, but it's in pitch. Like,
he doesn't sound exactly like Beyonce.
If I were a boy.
Okay, that's not
that's
a bad.
Exactly.
That's
what
not
it
a bad parrot.
Like.
Will
exactly.
That's pretty good.
I do a good bird.
Okay. Oh no. Okay. You're doing that kind of bird. Yeah, you've done this before.
That's a good bird.
Komos loved it.
I think that was the only thing I ever did that Alex enjoyed was my bird impression.
Yeah. He embraced it very, very, very big time. He thought you were the best bird caller of all time.
He probably just has never seen a bird caller. He's from New Jersey.
Yeah, they don't have birds up there.
No.
And birds aren't real, so.
Yeah, they're not.
No.
They're not. Yeah, no, these are just government drones. That
yeah,
they
curse. Yeah, that's what those are. Open your third eye, people. The birds are lying to you.
This is our payback for 1776.
That's how they teach our children curse words.
Well, this is our payback. They infiltrated us with Peppa Pig and are teaching our kids bloody and all of those different British words.
Yep.
So we're just going to go teach them our words, you know?
I don't think we created those words.
Our words, not our words. Our words, as there's probably some words that start with R that aren't very receptive.
Oh, right. Yes. That.
Yeah, that.
Great point.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, poignant.
But yeah, swearing birds.
I remember my mom wanted a parrot when we were growing up. And we went to this lady's house, and, you know, we were going to buy this parrot, okay? And my dad, being Argentina, not going down without a fight. They're going slowly into that goodnight, but they'll get there eventually. But yeah, we went to this lady's house to meet this parrot, right? Big old bird. Big bird. And we get there, and my dad, the whole car ride, is like, we're not getting this bird. Like, this bird it's a bird. Do you hear? And, you know, this whole time, me and my brother in the back seats, we're losing our minds. The bird can talk. Like, this is going to be amazing.
You're going to teach that bird some swear
words.
It's
going to be our best friend. We get to their house, and there's a sheet over the giant bird cage. And I'm like, okay. And then eventually, she's like, you ready to meet him? We're like, yeah. She pulls the sheet off, and it just starts screeching louder than I've ever heard in my life at like 10:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And he didn't stop the entire time we were there.
Yeah, birds suck.
And then we got up, left, got in the car. My mom looked at my dad and went, yeah, we're not getting that bird. And I was like, even me, as like a 9-year-old kid, I was like, we better not bring that devil into our house.
Well, birds are just flying babies. Like
yeah.
They know 9 words and
they
cry
poop right
all
where
the
they,
time.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. No, my brother, he had a little parakeet. Not a parrot, didn't talk, but a little bird named Normie. It was a sick bird, but it would poop in your hand, and it was very loud if it didn't like you, and bit the snot out your fingers, too. They got sharp beaks. So I've had my experiences with birds of the aviation quality and the female quality, if you know what I'm saying. Those birdies, if you know what I'm saying.
They'll get you.
If you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But more overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Woo!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's time for the birthday game. It is time for the birthday game. People are born. We talk about them. No different today other than the names and the day. It's really the only thing different.
Yeah. Not a lot changes about how birthdays work, you know? But I'm ready. I'm ready to compete today. We have a lot of days to work with. I think we have 3 days. And, you know, I think I'm going to go. How many birthdays are there?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I only did 10 today.
I think I can go.
All A-listers.
A-list. A-list. I'm going to go 9 for 10 is my guess because I always forget one and get really pissed.
The only one who wouldn't be an A-list, you 1,000% should know
just
the name.
Me? Just knowing?
Anybody who works at this radio station.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's a sports figure.
Okay. Okay.
Should know the
okay.
name. It's an NBA basketball player. They're the only non-A-list because they're not like a superstar.
Okay.
But they're a name you 1,000% know off the top of your head. If I asked you, who is this player, like showed you a picture of this person, you would answer it like that.
Okay.
So everything is good in order. We'll start here July 24th, dipping back to Saturday. Friday was a fantastic day for birthdays.
Was a great day.
Didn't even have to dip a toe into Saturday. I didn't do a lot of clicking through, so I apologize if there's someone who's out there listening who has a birthday.
It's your
off the
birthday.
Top. Yeah, if it's your birthday or
sorry.
If it's a volunteer legend's birthday that I missed. I didn't click through anything. I literally just went through the front pages because we had enough days to do that.
Let's roll.
July 24th, 1969. Very nice, and this is a very nice lady. The Bronx, New York, 52 years old today. Still looking 25, though. Hip-hop and R&B superstar. Better known as Blank, who has sold over 20 million records worldwide. She released her debut album on the 6th in 1999 and followed it up with a certified quadruple platinum
it's not
album.
Missy Elliott.
Blank in 2001. Her best-known songs include Waiting for Tonight, You Had My If You Had My Love, Love Don't Cost a Thing, and Jenny from the Block.
Jennifer Lopez?
It is Jennifer Lopez.
It's Jennifer Lopez's birthday.
It is Jennifer. Nope.
Okay.
It is not Jennifer. It was Saturday. Saturday was Jennifer.
Saturday
Lopez's
was Jennifer
birthday.
Lopez's birthday. Okay.
Her and Ben
She's
Affleck.
She's still hot in the streets, yeah, in the news.
She's just still hot.
God. Ben Affleck, shout out Benny on the Block.
Benny on the Block.
Benny and Jenny on the Block. Good for them. Must be nice.
Yeah, like if you have any, and I mean any, and when I say any, I mean any, incredibly terrible tattoos, like Ben Affleck has to give you hope, because he has two of the worst tattoos known to man, one being that giant griffin on his back.
He has a giant griffin on his back?
Take the time out your real quick. Just Google Ben Affleck back tattoo, and then I will be surprised if you don't laugh out loud.
Let me see this thing. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
Ooh, Ben.
And he's tapping J-Lo.
It's so big.
And this is the second time tapping J-Lo. Like, if you have any, and I mean any.
Oh, and the shoulder tat's not any better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he has multiple bad tattoos. It's not just one.
That's Batman. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Bruce Wayne?
Exactly.
Bruce Wayne ever shirtless?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Probably.
They would have had to CGI that stuff out.
He could afford shirts. But
yeah,
they had to CGI.
Every now and then.
It wasn't Batman versus Superman. It was just Batman versus Batman in his midlife crisis.
Sure.
But no, if you have any bad tattoos out there, Ben Affleck should be giving
He's
you.
He's doing them.
It's like when a skinny guy, like when Kevin Durant balls out one night, like it gives me a little bit. But
right.
Okay, skinny guys are on the map. Like any dude with a bad tattoo, Ben Affleck is putting you on the map right now.
Yeah, good for all of you
exactly,
out there.
Exactly.
Not me.
July 24th, 1897. My apologies. 1897. Atchkins, Kansas, passed away January 5th, 1939. I'd be surprised if that's an exact date. That'll come into play later. You'll figure out why I'm saying that. But definitely in 1939 at the age of 41. This female legendary aviation pioneer who earned...
Amelia Earhart.
There you go. Do you see why I said it could not be an exact date?
Yeah, well, I mean, that might be when they pronounced her.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, okay, she for sure isn't alive. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a tough story.
This is the one non-A-lister, July 24th, 1995, Flint, Michigan, 26 years old today. Forward NBA player who began his NBA career with the Los Angeles Lakers, where he still is since 2017. He was drafted 27th overall by the Brooklyn Nets. But then he was traded on draft day to the Lakers, and he won his first championship with the Lakers in 2020. He played at the University of Utah and was recognized as an All Pac-12 first team player while at obviously the University of Utah.
Does he play?
Yeah, he probably shouldn't, as many people think that he should have been traded instead of a couple of pieces that were traded off of that team. He probably should be in New Orleans right now and not Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. He and Brook Lopez were traded from the Nets to the Lakers for D'Angelo Russell and Timofey Mozgov on draft day in 2017.
What's his initials?
KK.
Kendavious? No. KK? Are they're young? K?
Where's the jersey number 0? Is it light skin?
Number 0. K?
That would be Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, Kuzma's still a Laker? Man, well, they've been talking about wanting to get rid of Kuzma for like 4 years now. I figured he was gone by now. I didn't watch much of the NBA this year, I'll be honest with you.
He
don't yell at me.
He won a title.
Yeah, sure.
Last year.
Okay.
With them.
Okay. But guess what? Kuzma sucks. My bad. I thought they had gotten rid of him.
July 24th, 1964.
Still hanging on.
Riverside, California, 57 years old today. Legendary name right here. 14-time MLB All-Star who played for the Pirates and the Giants. He set a single-season home run record in 2001 with 73 home runs. And he has
Barry Bonds.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a big name.
Yeah, pretty big.
Big.
Pretty big.
Pretty big.
Pretty big. Not as big as the biceps.
Yeah, he brings the juice, though.
Yeah.
When he stepped in the batter's box, you know, he always had the juice.
Yeah, no, when I think cheaters, it's Barry Bonds, then Pete Rose comes next.
No,
July 25th, 1967, Newton, Massachusetts, 54 years old today. Actor, portrayed dimwit actor blank blank on Friends and won the 2012 Gold Globe.
That is Matt LeBlanc.
There you go.
Boom, Joey Tribbiani. I've not watched Friends in a long time.
Well, it sucks, so you shouldn't.
Yeah, it hasn't aged well with me.
It's so predictable. I can guess every punchline and everything that's going to happen in the show.
Yeah. I guess when it came out, maybe
I also
you
hate shows with a laugh track.
It makes me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
July 25th, 1954, Columbia, Missouri, passed away at the young age of 45. In 1999, that is, on November 1st. A legendary, legendary name right here. One of my favorite running backs of all time. He broke the NFL record for most rushing yards, carries, and touchdowns during his 13-year career with the Chicago Bears.
Walter Payton.
There you go.
Sweetness.
Love Walter Payton.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Speaking of...
That 85 season, he's one of the best. Like, that season alone, just watching him on the field is, like, one of the best I've ever seen.
Speaking of NFL running backs, we got another one. July 25th, 1995, Georgia, 26 years old today. Running back who began his collegiate career with the University of Alabama, but then ended up transferring to the University of Tennessee. He was drafted by the
Alvin
New
Kamara.
Orleans Saints in the third round of the 2017 draft. That would be one, A.K. Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, electric. I wish he would have gotten double the amount of snaps and touches.
And double the amount of years.
Yeah, I wish we could have had him for about 10. That would have been nice. I wish we could have had him as long as we've had Folky.
A disgusting, terrible human being right here, July 26, 1959, South Orange, New Jersey. Listed under as movie actor, I prefer to think of him as a criminal. He is 62 years old today. Actor who won the Academy Award for Best Actor for portraying the troubled Lester Burnham in American Beauty and the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Verbal Kent in the 1995 film The Usual Suspects. In 2013, he began his career, began starring as Frank Underwood on the Netflix show.
Yeah, it's Spacey. Is that not?
What's his first name?
Kevin.
There you go. It's Kevin Spacey.
I mean, I thought that from the start, but I didn't know any of those other roles. Mm-hmm. I was just like, when he says House of Cards, I'll just say it.
A disgusting human
being.
Yeah,
not a great person, but I'll be honest with you. You can try to forget the stuff.
Nope.
That first season of House of Cards, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I disavow, though.
Sandra Bullock and Mick Jagger were the only two we didn't get to. We'll be back tomorrow.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Apex Pest Control is your complete pest